Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
So the dolphin lady. You're like, hey, guys, I've never heard of this dolphin lady. Maybe you have. You may have read about this or heard about this. We had talked about it on the show, but God, it has to have been years ago.
Right, because this happened, I think, originally back in the 70s, 70s or 80s.
I think so, yes.
Okay. I remember.
Margaret Howe Lovatt is a woman who always loved animals. It says she recalls her mom giving her a book when she was a kid about a talking kitten, and that began her lifelong interest in talking to animals.
Yeah, she dedicated her whole life to communication with animals.
In 1963, during a Christmas on the Caribbean island of St. Thomas, her brother-in-law told her about a secret lab on the island where they were working with dolphins. This sounds made up. At just 20 years old, Margaret couldn't resist checking it out. There she met a man named Gregory Bateson, the lab director who was impressed by her passion. The gentleman allowed Margaret to study the dolphins and record her observations. Despite her lack of scientific education, she had a knack for spotting animal behavior, and that secured her spot in the research project.
Okay.
She still clearly recalls her first impression of the three dolphins she observed, Peter, Pamela, and Sissy. Sissy was the biggest, pushy, loud, and sort of ran the show. Pamela was very shy and fearful, and Peter was a young guy, sexually coming of age and a bit naughty.
Yeah,
she met the trio, and she was going to observe them and try to learn their communication techniques. Well, now there's a documentary coming out, right?
I think it's...
Or is out.
I believe it's already out. I think it's called The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins, mm-hmm. or The Girl Who Could Talk to Dolphins.
Right.
Okay.
And this is a taste of it?
This is something.
This is the lady explaining what she did.
Yeah, this is very surprising.
But something else was affecting her work with Peter.
Peter, again, is the dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
They have sexual urges. I'm sure Peter had plenty of thoughts along those lines.
Peter liked to be with me. He would rub himself on my knee or my foot or my hand or whatever, and I allowed that. I wasn't uncomfortable with that, as long as it wasn't too rough.
Peter had caused Margaret some minor injuries on her legs and stuff of pushing like an obsessed suitor.
In the beginning, when he would get rambunctious and have this need, I would put him on the elevator and say, you go play with the girls for a day.
Now, what they don't say here is she was living with them.
Yes.
In a flooded house, like in a water house.
What?
So when things got out of control, she could say, hey, Peter, hop on the elevator. And she said, send him to another floor to
go get Randy with the girl dolphins.
to play with the girl dolphins for a day or two.
Okay.
But as Peter's urges grew more frequent, the process of transporting him down to the two female dolphins to satisfy him proved disruptive.
By the way, just as a side note, it's less crazy than what you're hearing. One of the stated goals for the study was to teach Peter the dolphin English.
Yes. They wanted to be able to communicate through their blowholes. Like they wanted to be able to actually have them be able to say words through their blowholes.
Like real words?
Mm-hmm.
English.
I'm hungry.
Yes.
How about an HJ?
Wow, that's... just wait.
And Margaret felt the best way of focusing his mind back on the lessons was to relieve his desires herself manually.
Oh my God, she actually flogged the dolphin?
Is that where that came from?
Well, yeah, wax the dolphin, flog the dolphin, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was just easier to incorporate that and let it happen. It was very precious. It was very gentle.
Oh, I'm sure.
Peter was right there. He knew that I was right there. Again, it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine. Sensuous, perhaps.
It was sensuous for you?
Yeah, that's what she just said. Not sexual, but sensuous, perhaps.
Oof. It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch. Just get rid of that. We'll scratch it and we'll be done. Move on. And that's really all it was. I was there to get to know Peter. That was part of
Peter. And his Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter's Peter, flogging the dolphin.
It was great that she wasn't going to be damaged by that. But as a veterinarian, I wondered about poor Peter.
I think Peter was delighted.
Dolphin was madly in love with her.
Margaret.
That's the sound some people
Margaret
make now.
Margaret and Peter's relationship was continuing to deepen.
So, not to spoil it or
it
anything,
was
but
continuing to deepen.
I had to read up further on this, so I read further in the article. At some point, the study ended, and Peter the dolphin was transported to another location, another home or something.
Okay. And lived happily ever after.
Committed suicide.
Oh. It committed suicide?
Yes.
I didn't know dolphins could do that.
Neither did anyone else.
Was it doing it like the Michael Hutchins way, like it was an accident with a belt around its neck in a closet?
No, they said that dolphins don't breathe voluntarily. They have to, or they have to think about every breath that they take.
All right.
So if they just go into the water and don't breathe, they will sink to the bottom and eventually
drown himself.
Yes. Their theory is that Peter drowned himself. Peter the dolphin drowned himself because he missed Margaret.
That's
wow.
Sad.
Terribly sad. Yeah.
I mean, talk about desperate.
Yeah. She must have great hands.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Or dolphins have low standards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, probably a little bit.
You know, some guys pick out the weirdo and they're like, well, I don't know. She likes to get busy. I don't really have anything in common with her. That dolphin's probably like, hey, you find me another dolphin with hands and I'll switch it up.
Yeah, I mean,
in the meantime, I'm taking this broken looking one that has hands.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't interspecies compare anything. But if I had to, you know, choose one that didn't have hands versus ones that did have hands and could grapple it, I would go with hands for sure.
If you lived with a dolphin that would satisfy you for science and all of a sudden it abandoned you, you'd be pretty sad.
I'm sure I would. I mean, if anyone's going to live in a wet environment with a dolphin, though, it's you.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, my place is high and dry. It's so dolphin unfriendly.
I would have considered it, but every dolphin I checked on said, eh.
You do live in a water house.
Yeah, I don't even have
dolphins.
That
was the dumbest thing I've ever said just now.
No, it's not.
It made me uncomfortable.
It should have. Flipper said no. No means no.
A penguin number 3'd on me one time.
Yeah, it did.
Remember? That was bad.
It was at a festival, wasn't it?
No, yeah, well, yeah. That's happened too, but not a real penguin.
Yeah, it was at Burning Man.
Yeah. Thought it was a statue. And then it had spider webs all over me.
You had that.
It was an ugly short guy in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
It was Danny DeVito.
Which rhymes with tuxedo.
DeVito in his tuxedo.
Yeah. Beating his meat.
Oh, man. And it wasn't weird, honestly. The lady told me the zookeeper was like, look, if you want to sit here with the penguins, you can. But like penguins are gross. And so they just kind of like poop everywhere while they're walking. If they got to go, they just go.
I mean, the world is
their toilet.
Right. Exactly. And I was also their toilet and their Kleenex that day. So you're welcome, little penguin man.
Yeah. He lived out a peep show fantasy.
Remember, I told you, I went out and...
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was like on your pants, right?
Yeah, I went out for the rest of the day with penguin number 3 all over me.
Yeah, wore your darkest jeans.
I did. It was weird.
Was there, like, you couldn't tell until it was there, right? The dolphin didn't make, like, a dolphins, or rather the penguin didn't make like a penguin sex noise, did it?
No, but she said, she was like, hey, look, he's rowdy and he's pursuing you like that because he's horny. And I was like, oh, weird. And then they specifically said, if you sit down, you can't touch him. So if he jumps on you, there is a possibility. And as she was saying that, he was like, beelining like towards you my can't. Thigh.
Yeah, like you just, saw if my he jumps
wash,
on you?
Yeah, he saw my dark wash skinny jeans and he knew I wasn't allowed to touch him. And he said, I am going to make her day. Boy, did he. Make her day. It's so weird.
Can you imagine if he sounded like a man like that?
And they charged me.
That's
the
exactly
gift
what
shop
I'm imagining. Yeah.
You had the penguin experience. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.